गोपी जना बल्ला भागिरी व्रजारे गिरिवरधारे गोपी जना बल्ला भागिरिव्रधारे गिरिवरधारे जासोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जासोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जामुन थीरावन चाधे जामुन थीरावन चाधे गोपी जना बल्ला भागिरिव्रधारे गिरिव्रधारे गोपी जना बल्ला भागिरिव्रधारे जासोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जासोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना रावण साधे मन थी रावण चाधे जाया राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे
श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की सांवेद भक्त वृंद की जय गौर पे मनंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Gate mayi yudvam ladbha Varamatsadrisham sutam Gramyam bhogan abhujantam Yuvam prapta manoratau Gate mayi yuvam labdva Varamatsadrisham sutam Gramyan Bhogan Abhud Jantam. Yuvam Prapta Manorata. Gate Mai. After my departure. Yuvam. Both of you. Husband and wife. Labdva. After receiving. Varam. The benediction of. Having a son. Mat sadrisham. Exactly like me. Sutam, a son. Gramyan Bhogan, engagement in sex. Abhunjatam, enjoyed. Yuvam, both of you. Prapta, having been achieved. Manoratau, the desired result of your aspirations. Translation, after you received that benediction and I disappeared, you engaged yourselves in sex to have a son like me and I fulfilled your desire. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Sanskrit dictionary Amarakosha, sex life is also called gramya dharma, material desire. But in spiritual life, this gramya dharma, the material desire for sex, is not very much appreciated. If one has a tinge of attachment for material enjoyments of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, one is not niskinchana. But one really should be niskinchana. Therefore, one should be freed. One should be free from the desire to beget a child like Krishna by sexual enjoyment. This is indirectly hinted at in this verse. I'm going to read a few more verses, starting with text 41. Lord Krishna says, since I found no one else as highly elevated as you in simplicity and other qualities of good character, I appeared in this world as Prishnigarbha, or one who is celebrated as having taken birth from Prishni. purport. In the Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared as Prishnigarbha. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Prishnigarbha iti soyam Treta Yugavataro Lakshate. Text 42. In the next millennium, I again appeared from the two of you who appeared as my mother, Aditi, and my father, Kashyapa. I was known as Upendra. And because of being a dwarf, I was also known as Vamana. Text 43. O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of you both as your son for the third time. Take my words as the truth. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead chooses a mother and father from whom to take birth again and again. The Lord took birth originally from Sutapa and Prishni, then from Kashyapa and Aditi, and again from the same father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki. Quote, in other appearances also, the Lord said, I took the form of an ordinary child just to become your son, so that we could reciprocate eternal love. Unquote. Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his Krishna Sandarbha 96 chapter, where he notes that in text 37 of this chapter, chapter 3, the Lord says, Amuna Vapusha, meaning by this same form. In other words, the Lord told Devaki, quote, this time I have appeared in my original form as Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami says that the other forms were partial expansions of the Lord's original form, but because of the intense love developed by Prishni and Sutapa, the Lord appeared from Devaki and Vasudev in his full opulence as Sri Krishna. In this verse, the Lord confirms, I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I appear in full opulence as Sri Krishna. This is the purport of the words Tenaiva Vapusha. When the Lord mentioned the birth of Prishnigarbha, he did not say Tenaiva Vapusha, but he assured Devaki that in the third birth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, had appeared, not his partial expansion. Prishnigarbha and Vamana were partial expansions of Krishna, but in this third birth, Krishna himself appeared. This is the explanation given in Sri Krishna Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I find there's discussions amongst audiences in various places, particularly audiences that have come from India and from traditions other than Gaudiya tradition. They have to process Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those of us that didn't grow up in India, it's real easy. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for other people, it's an issue. Well, wait a minute, what about so many things? But one of the big items of the so many things is Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu. Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu. So they don't have a problem worshipping Krishna, but they have a problem. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I just recently had someone ask this question very sincerely because I grew up in Sri Vaishnava tradition, worshipping Krishna is not a problem, but worshipping Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a problem. So is it okay if I just put the Das Avatars on my altar and Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, and is that okay? Certainly it's okay. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and like the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta from the Sri Vaishnava tradition, Narayana is the source of the Purusha avatar expansions, and there are various incarnations who appear as incarnations of Vishnu, and so worshipping Krishna, worshipping Rama, worshipping the forms of the Lila avatar form, the various incarnations of the Lord, is not a problem. But Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead from their tradition and from the authority of Vishnu Purana and Padma Purana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected that. And they had their dialogues. So you know the passage from Chaitanya Charitamrita on this topic. Lord Chaitanya asked the question of Venkata Bhatta, why is it that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Narayan, the most chaste, ideal associate of the Supreme Lord, left the side of Narayan and wanted to join rasa dance? And the answer was, there's nothing wrong. Narayan and Krishna, they're the same. So Lakshmi wanting to be in the rasa dance of Krishna, no problem. Very well. But why she had to undergo austerities? And why she was not allowed to enter the rasa dance? If they're the same, why she wasn't allowed to enter the rasa dance? And Venkata Bhatta's reply was, I don't know, but I think you know. Please explain. So the unique position of Krishna was introduced through that question, and the mood of the residents of Vrindavan is unique. And unless one has the mood of a resident of Vrindavan, one cannot associate with Krishna in that way. So she's the goddess of fortune, and her mood is, this is my eternal consort, and the residents of Vrindavan don't have that mood. As we were discussing yesterday, Parakya, different mood, and not seeing him as the personality of Godhead. As although he's Bhagavan, they were not able to, by the strength of their madhurya, the sweetness of the pastimes of Krishna, one of the four qualities of Krishna, according to Rupa Goswami, that Krishna alone has, this overwhelming sweetness of Krishna's pastimes, it overwhelms the Aishvarya feature. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here is another evidence of that. For those of you that from time to time have to, or have the opportunity to, engage in discussion with people that want to know why such emphasis upon Krishna. because in our Gaudiya tradition, on the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That ete changsa kala pung sam, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami does the back and forth. One proponent will say, this is quite unreasonable. You're saying Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why do you assert like this? All the scriptures declare Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu. And to that we say, my dear sir, your understanding is erroneous, very strong language, and back and forth, that the language of Vyasadeva is quite clear, that Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. He's the source of all avatars that were just named by Suta Goswami. Amongst all of them, because that chapter begins, the question is, describe the forms of the Lord as they appear in this world that the Lord creates. So it starts with the Purusha avatars and avatars of the Purusha avatars, avatars of Vishnu, and Krishna is in the list. And after completing both Purusha avatars and the other, one amongst all of these is the source of all of them. So this verse, ete changsa pala kala pungsam, is very important. This word kala, the way that Srila Prabhupada is given the translation for that is the portion of a plenary portion. A portion of a plenary portion. How do you unpack that one? What's a portion of a plenary portion? Plenary. But as in the language here, these other forms, as described by Jiva Goswami, these are partial expansions. There's still Vishnu Tattva in the category, Tattva category, Prishnigarbha and Vamana, but they're not manifesting the fullness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that Krishna exhibits. So the language of the Bhagavatam is specific and clear, and our acharyas are helping us to navigate our way through the language that helps us understand Krishna is the original source of everything. And that's Vedanta. Vedanta is inquiring into the nature of the Absolute Truth, and the nature of the Absolute Truth is that from which everything comes. So what is it from which everything comes? Krishna is that from which everything comes. And as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, one should not avoid such discussions because it makes the mind stronger. It makes the intelligence that which discriminates between this and that. That's what intelligence is supposed to do. Make distinctions or discriminations. The different stages, anamoya, pranamoya, gyanamoya, vijnanamoya, anandamoya, there are stages of making discriminations. First is, everything is food. The shoe is food, my brother's ear is food. Not, you know, anything is food, because it immediately goes to the mouth. Food. And then we make distinctions, the next, between something that's alive and something that's inanimate. Pranamoya. And so forth. Making distinctions. And then making distinctions with the intelligence that directs the activity, the life force, ultimately the life force towards loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is that Absolute Truth from the Gaudiya tradition on the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, because that's the principal authority that we accept, and Jiva Goswami elsewhere in the Sandarbhas, in his Tattva Sandarbha, Pramana Khanda portion of the Tattva Sandarbha, he makes it very clear why we accept the Srimad Bhagavatam as the ultimate scriptural authority. And on the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. So the language in these verses is another evidence brought about by Jiva Goswami in his Krishna Sandarbha. Who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he discusses these verses that we're reading in Krishna Sandarbha. In the verse, text 43, wasn't the one that we chanted, but Tenaiva Vapusha, Vapu we know, means form. Two ways of associating with a saintly person is Vani and Vapu. They're instruction or vibrational association, and their physical association or their physical presence. So Vapusha is Krishna is saying to Devaki, Tenaiva Vapusha. Tena is with the same personality. So he's describing, going back to text 37, that in his form as Krishna, he appeared before Sutapa and Prishni. And he said, by your desire, I will appear as a son like me. But here the rationale is, who's like me? There's only one. There's only one that's source of everything. There's not multiple sources of everything. There's one Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so in my portion of a plenary portion, I appeared as Prishnigarbha, I appeared as Vamana. But now, that same Tenaiva Vapusha, I'm appearing as that same person who appeared before Sutapa and Prishni. I'm the original personality of Godhead. And I've appeared as your son. Although, originally, because in upcoming verses, he's saying, I've appeared in this form with four arms, so you don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, this is our son. See the four arms? See the crown and the ornaments and the opulences of Bhagavan? I'm Bhagavan. I'm not your son. But I'm Bhagavan, not your son. I'm the original personality of Godhead. And Devaki, you've requested me to appear in a little baby-like form in a very irrational way, as if, oh, when Kamsa finds out that this child has appeared, he'll come and try to kill you. It's Vishnu. He's explaining. He's the personality of Godhead. Who can harm the personality of God? He's the destroyer and creator and maintainer of everything. Kamsa's finished. So it's quite irrational that she wants him to assume a childlike form so we can hide you better when Kamsa comes. It's not anything to do with rational. It's to do with spiritual emotion. She wants the Lord as her son. You know, little baby. Not this four-armed personality of Godhead. The Lord as my son, please. So that's her prayer. That's her wish. So the Lord obliges. He then transforms himself into the childlike form. But the influence of Yoga Maya is so strong that they forget. Just like later, at that very night, at midnight, Krishna was born. He's taken to Gokul by Vasudev at his request, and Vasudev knows exactly what's going on. He exchanges, according to Krishna's instructions, his child for Yasoda's female child. His dear friend, Nanda Maharaj, doesn't even tell him. Just exchanges the child. Knowing that her child will be, there's an attempted murder that's going to happen. But it's the Lord's plan. And of course, you can't kill. Lord Krishna says to Yogamaya, don't worry, Kamsa can't kill you because you're my energy. So don't, no problem. Don't have any fear. Won't happen. And later when Krishna comes back, after 12 years of being away, they saw him that night only, and that's it. Those of you that are parents, think about it. See your child at midnight, and from the time the child is born, you don't see the child for 12 years. And the child comes back 12 years later. And he's, you know, 12-year-old. And he kills Kamsa, he kills Kuvalyapita, and breaks the bow. He shows he's God. And then Krishna and Balaram go to the prison house of Kamsa to release their mother and father, because that was part of the plea of Akrura, to please come and free your mother and father. And the residents in Vrindavan say, what are you talking about? Mother Nanda and Jasoda are Krishna's mother and father. What are you talking about? Krishna's father and mother. Get out of here, Akrura. You got your history mixed up. So when they come before Vasudeva and Devaki and free them, Krishna and Balaram wish to have, just as here the parents wish to have Krishna as their son, so they are wishing to have that loving exchange with Vasudeva and Devaki. But Vasudeva and Devaki are seeing, you're the personality of Godhead. You just killed Kamsa. You're not an ordinary person. So Krishna covers them with Yogamaya potency so that they can embrace Krishna and Balaram and be happy in that Vatsalya Rasa. Because how you can be the mother and father, the personality of Godhead, if all you see is his opulences, Aishvarya, that's all you see. So there's this, that this takes us back to the little dispute yesterday that I tried to spark about what should be the position, what is it that Prabhupada is instructing us, rather, about for us to come to the position of Nishkinchana, and the verse that we chanted this morning together, and the purport makes it put something over on this side, the side that says that's not something that we should desire. The purport of this morning's class is speaking of this term gramya dharma. So gramya is in this morning's verse and it's in yesterday's verse also. Ajushta gramya vishayau is yesterday. For sex life and to beget a child like me. Gramya. Vishaya. Vishaya means sense enjoyment. Vishaya vinivartante niraharsha dehinam. The attraction for the senses contacting sense objects in the mood of enjoyment. So this is Krishna indicating in Bhagavad Gita that's the root of our problem. And here in this section, this gramya vishayau or gramya dharma, even so, you take gramya vishaya and just regulate it, then it becomes gramya dharma. The indication is that's not what Lord Vishnu is saying, what Krishna is saying to Devaki and Vasudeva. One must become Nishkinchana, free from material desire, not mixed, not dovetailing material desire according to the principles of Dharma. One can do that, and from our position, we very well ought to do that because we're not free from material desire. But the goal is not just to stay in that dharmic position where you're dovetailing material desire with codes of religion for sanctifying those material activities. Along with those dharmic activities, we have the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and our direct activities of bhakti, the nine processes of bhakti, that are meant to elevate us above that material desire, like we discussed yesterday, Dhruva. On the other side of his whole program, he had no material desire left. To go from Sakama to Nishkam Bhakti is the message of the Bhagavatam. So here, Vasudeva and Devaki, they're being told by the Supreme Lord, 3 births ago, 12,000 celestial years, you underwent austerity to purify yourselves and qualify yourselves to have me as your son. And I was very pleased by that austerity. And I appeared before you and said, yes, I'll appear. You will have a son like me. But this time it's me. Now, one other thing that's presented here is these three personalities. Sutapa, he was the direct son of Lord Brahma. Kardama Muni, a direct son of Lord Brahma. This is because this is very, very early in the stage of creation, but in a different millennium. That's also specified. In a different millennium. And then here it's Dwarpa Yug, and it's Vasudeva, and then their wives, Prishni, Aditi, and Devaki. He's indicating these are the same persons. So it's something like, when there's the qualified person, it's something like a post with specific names to take the responsibility of having the personality of Godhead as one's son. But different is the position of Nanda and Yasoda. It's not a post. You can't become Nanda Maharaj or Mother Yasoda. You can become an assistant. You can serve them, assist them in their mood of service, but they're in another category. It's not a living entity. Our scriptures teach us, our acharyas teach us, they're in another category than jiva tattva. They're the Lord's direct manifestation of his own spiritual potency, their shakti tattva, and they're engaging in relation with Krishna eternally in that way. They don't require undergoing austerities to qualify themselves and so forth, to take that position. They're eternally in that position. Eternally in that position. So they're, and thus their very special and unique position, as Krishna is the eternal original source of everything, his potencies expand directly to accommodate his unlimited capacity for enjoyment. They're his own shakti. Mother and father and Radharani and the whole of the spiritual abode. It's directly his own potency. They don't need to qualify themselves. They're directly the expansion of the Lord's potency. Srimad Bhagavatam is very profound. Very, very, very deep science. And how would we understand this deep science without the cyclic succession and our qualified acharyas? I want to just mention, because it's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day, something about Bhakti Siddhanta. Certainly one of our great, great acharyas, just as Mukhi was reciting his lecture, passage from the lecture of Bhakti Siddhanta when he was sending his sannyasis to go to the west, fulfilling the desire of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, which was fulfilling the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the whole world should hear and receive this transcendental message of Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Certainly in doing so, there's challenges. Hey, what's life without some challenges? So those challenges can be met by this descending empowerment, taking the message of the predecessor acharyas and carrying it forward into the world. Just some thoughts specific to the book distribution marathon for this month that you're very enthusiastically and vigorously taking up here in Alachua. Nilananda Prabhu was sharing with me the logo for the Gaudiya Math that Bhaktisiddhanta personally designed. And there are parts of the logo indicating Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna and the Mridanga, and above the Mridanga is Brihat Mridanga, a printing press. So we heard Srila Prabhupada speak about there's the Mridanga that goes some blocks and there's the big Mridanga that goes around the world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much liked the printing of transcendental literatures. He learned the art and received the mood from Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he was just young. He was engaged. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, trained him how to do everything involved in printing. The printing itself and the proofreading and the editing, and he was engaged by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in that way as a young man. Of course, he had the intellect, the capacity to do those things, but he received the mood and the skills from his father and he carried that forward. And Janadivas and Pankajangri have explained practically whenever I've been in Mayapur and we have a group of devotees visiting the Mayapur places, they like especially to come to Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's headquarters are, and invariably they explain two pastimes of Bhaktisiddhanta. One was every day, three or four bullock carts of paper would come in to Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, and by the end of the day, three or four bullock carts of paper would leave Chaitanya Gaudiya Math to go across the river to Navadvip and disperse literature every day all around India in different languages. The Brihat Mridanga, to distribute the knowledge of Lord Chaitanya's message. And it wasn't just Bhaktisiddhanta's writings, it was, or just Bhaktisiddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, although they were certainly both very prolific. It was so many literatures, translations of Sanskrit literatures and the writings of the Goswamis, and, you know, let the message go out far and wide, the dynamic of preaching Krishna consciousness, spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the land was in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's heart. Then another pastime they've heard Pankajangri say, no, Janadivas say at least eight times, it's very nice. One night, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was seen by one of the devotees, one of the brahmacharis in the temple, of really late at night, 11 or 12 o'clock at night, leaving his quarters and going down that road, heading in the direction of towards the Ghat, where the boats from Navadvip come and go. And the brahmachari was concerned, you know, it's at night, it can be dangerous, and animals and dacoits, and so he followed. And he followed Bhaktisiddhanta and waited to see, you know, what would happen, and Bhaktisiddhanta came back and was surprised to see the brahmachari standing in the roadway waiting, and Bhaktisiddhanta asked him, "Did you see?" "See what?" "Lord Chaitanya and his Sankirtan party. They were all dancing and chanting ecstatically." You know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, he goes back to his quarters. And what plane of consciousness was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? something like from the place where Janava Baitak at Radhakund, she would sit and chant, and she described to the devotees, like that wonderful painting of Vishnudas, this bridge going across the Radhakund. And Janava described Radha and Krishna are there on the bridge enjoying pastimes together. Every time I've been there, I've never seen a bridge across Radhakund. But Janava could see. And etc. Persons on the platform of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur could see things we don't see. He could experience things we don't experience. But that's to be expected. But the direct communion with the personality of Godhead. And from that position, having what's the desire for the persons or of this world who don't have the, not only don't have the compassion to capacity to see such things, but are simply struggling in fruitive activities lifetime after lifetime, and cycling in different species of life and completely disconnected from their actual position of spiritual well-being. That compassion, the whole of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is compassion. And how do you compassionately take people who are in that condition to a higher condition? Just as Mukhya was reading from Prabhupada's writing in 1972, the real compassion is knowledge through sound vibration, taking people not just Red Cross and philanthropy that's for the welfare of the body, but transcendental knowledge that can carry them out of that condition altogether. Purnarjanmanavidyate. No more birth and death, and not just no more birth and death, connection to the personality of Godhead. Eternally. That's the greatest gift, the greatest compassion. And as during Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, Srila Prabhupada took up the same mood on the order of Bhaktisiddhanta. If you ever get money, print books. So Prabhupada spent so much of his own personal time and endeavoring to provide a body of wisdom that would live beyond his lifetime and would benefit all of us, and very much desired that that would be distributed everywhere in the same mood as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So it's a fitting way to end class and to honor Bhaktisiddhanta by considering ways in which transcendental knowledge can be widely disseminated. I mean, just like this little gizmo up here, that your live broadcast, people who knows all over the place are tuning into the New Raman Reti morning class, hearing the message of Krishna consciousness. And by use of technology, it's a good use of technology to broadcast it everywhere. I can let you know that in the course of my travels, people will say, "Oh, I heard you give class in Alachua the other morning." There's a lot of people tuned in to the morning class. And there's a whole lot more that are watching Mayapur TV all over the world. So they're remote. They don't have association. Here's association through sound vibration. It's really good use of technology. And what to speak of being able to sit live and do our question and answer session, which we'll do now. Any comments or yes?
Thank you so much for the class, Maharaj. I have a question. Traveling in South India, my Guru Maharaj, many times, and I always have this question: how come, for example, if Lord Shiva explains, you know, that, listen, Krishna is God, and I'm his servant and all that. And Lord Brahma explains, you know, Krishna, Govinda Madhipurusham Tamahambayami and all that. How come if the great personalities like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, you know, assert that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why still, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't want to see, I mean, not even Lord Shiva followers, they don't, oh, I don't know, understand or follow, why they don't just get it?
Why don't they get it? They haven't had association like you have had. They've had another kind of association, and based upon that, what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Krishna makes their faith strong to worship the way that they worship. Because they want, you know, they have desires. They don't want to surrender and give up their desires, and they want their desires fulfilled, and there's a means for them. And that it because it's of Vedic culture, behind the Vedic culture is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has provided this Vedic culture. There's upliftment in the modes of nature and closer to transcendence. It's a step for persons who are unwilling, even if they had the proper knowledge, to surrender to Krishna. They read Sarvadharmam Parityajamami Kam Sharanam Braja in a different way because their faith is different. They have different faith. They have different faith because Krishna gives them the faith. And Krishna gives them the faith because they want something else. So he gives them the something else and makes their faith strong. Yes? Well, in the back there, because I saw that hand first. We'll get to you. Go ahead. Yes. Good.
So, Lord Vishnu is an expansion of Krishna.
Yes.
And so before Mother Devaki and Vasudev was the original personality of God that appeared. So my question is, Maharaj, why did he show the Vishnu form and not his original Krishna form and then transport himself to a baby? Is there any particular reason for that?
I don't know the reason for that. Other than confirming or strongly confirming his divinity. I mean, they're just, instead of appearing, you know, like babies appear, not decorated and ornamented and so forth, that should be enough, but four arms. That's one principle. There's probably others that I'm not aware of. Okay. Pandrik?
It was pretty much the same thing, because the point is that the Jiva Goswami says Tenaiva Bapusha refers to the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
And at that point, he's Vishnu.
Yes.
He looks like Vishnu.
Yes.
Form.
Yeah, same question. Yeah. We have right behind you is someone that wants to give us some scriptural reverence to elucidate your question. Stay on the question. Don't go elsewhere.
Thank you for being merciful to me, Maharaj.
Okay.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains, Eki Ishar Tattva Bhakti Dhyan Anurup, Eki Vigraha Kare Nanakara Rup. Moon is always full, 16. That Kalapung Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam is compared to moon, full moon. Moon is always full, but according to the proportion to the devotion that one develops, the form of that full moon, Krishna, will manifest according to devotees.
And because of the particular mood of Vasudeva and Devaki not being Vrindavan mood,
very good.
Forearm form.
Thank you for picking up. Very good. Yes. This is the summary conclusion.
Okay.
I had another comment, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
I thought so. Go ahead. Only one.
Okay. Because you are talking about Venkata Bhatta, because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, I was also very curious about it, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in his Anubhashya, he gave that quote for famous verse that Siddhantastu Abhedopi Srisha Krishna Sarupaya Rasana Utkrishate Esha Krishna Rupam Rasasthiti. Srila Prabhupada translate, as far Narayan and Krishna, As for the transcendental realization, there is no difference between Narayana and Krishna.
Yes.
But as for transcendental mellow, Prabhupada says, yes, there is a vast difference, Prabhupada says. So there Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, or he's taking the word of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta, he says, perhaps, why you are accusing Lakshmi being the most chaste, perhaps a person's husband may be playing a play in a drama, and that chaste lady fall in love with that form.
Yeah.
And Mahaprabhu says, oh, if it is so, then why she is still not coming back from that? So then Venkata Bhatta says, well, maybe perhaps it's only for exclusively for those gopis and nobody else can get, that's why she's not getting. So Mahaprabhu then quote this Kaliya's wife, that, oh, they says that the Lakshmi cannot get, but our husband who is rascal, he's rather fighting back for you, lotus feet, but you are forcing him to have it. So there must be something contradictory. Then he quoted this Uddhava 47, 10 Canto 47 verses. I'm not going to give the whole details.
Thank you.
But it was established that we can get that. But it has to be anugatha, under guidance. That is the missing point.
Okay. Pass the microphone forward. Hold your hands up here. Ganganarayan was very patiently raising his hand earlier, then behind you.
Thank you for your class, Maharaj. I apologize for not being present in yesterday's class, but I just wanted to say that only in Vrindavan does Krishna possess there's Krishna in Mathura and Dwarka, but that Krishna who possesses the four qualities, Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, and what's the last one? Huh? Sangha? No, that's Prema Madhuri. Anyway, the four Leela Madhuri, the sweet pastime. So those four things, the form, the sweetness of the form, the flute, surrounded by devotees who are imbued with transcendental love of God, and this. Anyway, those four, because my mind is not very working properly.
Right.
Those four are only present in Vrindavan. And when Nanda or Yasoda saw Krishna, even if they repeated things that Garga Muni had said, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they never can
comprehend.
Accept it. They can never comprehend it. That's why Nanda said to Uddhava, your Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Uddhava was saying, well, you don't have to lament because your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he was saying, well, first I lost my son, and now you're telling me he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so you haven't made me feel better, you've made me feel worse. So he said, your Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the difference because Vasudeva and Devaki, they love Krishna as their son, but they know at different times that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, they never know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality
Great.
Of Godhead.
Great. The full moon example. Right behind you.
So Maharaj, one might ask, well, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's just leave it at that. Why do I have to care about all the portions and planetary portions and different incarnations and avatars? Krishna's God. Period. Why do you have all this other information?
There's a place for you in your world. But for the rest of us, the picture of who is the personality of Godhead is complete. So you're just fine. Go ahead, Nilananda. No, Nilananda.
Thank you. Just a chronological information here. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta left this world on the 1st of January, 1937 at 5:20 a.m.
Okay, so by lunar calendar, where this is the day, and there in the room, in the guest room that in your house, there's this nice picture. Can you recite what that picture says?
Yes. That was about the appearance.
Yeah. Oh.
Srila Prabhupada was, I believe, a Surat. It was an Ekadashi day. I can't remember the exact date. And he was leading the ceremony of the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And he said, we should pray to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in the following way. We are being guided by your servant. Please give us enthusiasm. Please give us intelligence. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes.
But basically, say, we are being guided by your servant, Prabhupada, of course. Please give us enthusiasm. Please give us intelligence.
Okay. I think we'll end with that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai.